Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a DJ Flight industrial texture, tune it to your track, process it with Ableton Live 12 stock devices, and arrange it to deliver that narrowband, pirate radio energy for drum and bass. We're aiming for a gritty, mid-focus texture that breathes with the kick and sits above the sub. What you'll finish with: a tuned industrial texture, either an audio sample or a simpler instrument, mapped to your track key. A stock device processing chain, utility, EQ8, saturator, redux, auto filter, compressor or glue, tuned for pirate radio tonality. A simple arrangement with looped motifs, stutters, filtered on slash off sections, and sidechain pumping. A textured bus with short, radio-like echoes and tight reverb on returns. A quick note: use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices for every step. Project setup: set the BPM to typical drum and bass, around 170-174 BPM. Create a mix group called Mix Bus. Create tracks named Kick, Sub Bass, Industrial Texture, Metallic Hits, Noise. Create two return tracks, R Delay for Echo and R Short Verb for Short Reverb. Preparing your source: if you have an audio loop, drop it onto an audio track and enable warp. Use Complex Pro for drones or beats for percussive material. If you need pitch control, drag the sample into Simpler in Classic mode. Simpler gives you precise transpose and detune controls and keyboard mapping. Tuning the texture: determine your track key, for example D minor. Add Live's tuner to the industrial texture track and play the sample or press the Simpler key. In Simpler, use transpose to shift semitones and detune for fine sense adjustments until the tuner or your ear confirms it sits with the bass. If you're using an audio clip, use clip transpose or Live's pitch effect. Small detune offsets, plus or minus a few cents to a few dozen cents. Add character, but make sure the main pitch matches the track. Sculpting pirate radio tonality. The FX chain order matters. 1. Utility. Tighten the stereo field. Set width to roughly 60-80% so the texture feels narrower and more radio-like. Adjust gain if needed. 2. EQ8. High pass around 80-120 Hz to protect the sub. Sculpt a band-limited character by reducing lows under 200 Hz and rolling off highs above about 5-6 Khz. Add a narrow boost, Q around 2-4, near 1-2 Khz for presence. Small boosts, +2 to +4 dB. 3. Saturator. Add harmonic grit. Try drive around 2-5 dB, soft clip or analog clip mode, and wet around 60-80%. Increase drive or switch curves for harsher grit. 4. Redux. Sample rate reduction for narrowband lo-fi. Set sample rate between 22 and 32 kHz and bits to about 10-12 for mild crunch. Blend to taste. 5. Auto filter. Use band pass or a tight slope to emphasize the pirate band. Add slow LFO movement, rates from 0.1 to 1 Hz, subtle amount, to give breathing motion. 6. Compressor or glue. Sidechain to the kick. Ratio about 3:1. Attack 515 ms. Release 100-250 ms. Reduce the threshold until you see 3-6 dB of ducking on transients to achieve the pumping effect. 7. Glue on the texture bus. Gentle gluing, around 1-3 dB of gain reduction, fast attack, medium release to sit the texture inside the bus. Texture layering and noise: create a noise track with Simpler loaded with white noise. High pass at around 500 Hz and use a band pass centered in the 3-6 Khz range to add hiss. Put saturator and redux on it and route some level to returns for transmission hiss that supports the main texture. Sends and return treatment: set up return A with echo and return B with hybrid reverb or reverb. Send a small amount to reverb, around 10-20%, and more to echo, 20-40%, using dotted or ping-pong delays for rhythmic repeats. On the return tracks, EQ after the effect and apply steep high and low cuts so returns remain in the pirate band. Keep decay times short and pre-delay small for a tight, radio-like feel. Arrangement ideas for pirate radio energy: start with a 16-bar loop. In the intro, keep the texture band passed closed. On the drop, open auto filter cutoff and automate send levels up. Use beat repeat with 1/16 or 1/32 grid for stutters. Enable it for 1-2 bars to simulate bursts. For call and response, mute the texture for 1-2 bars, then bring it back with a sudden HP bypass or a narrow EQ boost around 1.5 kHz. Use utility width automation or rapid gain automation for abrupt off-air moments. Keep the texture's level around -6 to -12 dB below kick and bass, so it fills the mids without overpowering core elements. Final mix bus shaping on master: use a limiter with a soft ceiling, for example -0.3 dB. Add glue on the mix bus with a gentle 1-2 dB reduction if needed. If the texture needs more presence, a subtle mid-shelf with a Q8 can help, but don't overextend the bandwidth. Part of the pirate sound is that it's limited. Starting point settings: HP 8120 HE band pass upper, around 5-6 kHz saturator drive, 2-5 dB redux, 20-32 kHz sample rate, 10-12 bits compressor sidechain, 3:1 ratio, 5-15 ms attack, 100-250 ms release glue on bus, 1-3 dB reduction. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave the texture detuned, it will clash. Use tuner and transpose. Avoid oversaturating everything, too much distortion ruins clarity. Don't mono everything, leave other elements wider while narrowing the texture slightly. Don't overboost mids, use narrow Q and automate intensity. Don't oversidechain. Aim for about 3-6 dB of ducking so the texture breathes with the kick. Pro tip: save your chain as a pirate texture rack template. Use Spectrum to find problem resonances. Automate beat repeat sparingly for maximum impact. For authenticity, automate redux sample rate drops during breakdowns. Map macros for cutoff, grit, and width for fast performance control. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 40 minutes 1. Load a 4/8-second industrial loop into simpler. Set BPM to 172. 2. Find the key with a keyboard or bass note. Use tuner and transpose simpler to match. 3. Build the FX chain, utility width 70% right arrow EQ 8 HP 100 HE, low dip, narrow plus 3 dB at 1.8 kHz, LP 5 kHz right arrow saturator drive tilde 3 dB right arrow redux 22 kHz / 11 bits right arrow auto filter band pass right arrow compressor sidechain from kick at 3:1. 4. Create a 16 bar loop, automate auto filter cutoff closed for bars 1-4, open on bar 5. Add beat repeat for bars 9-10. Send to echo dotted 1/8 and EQ the return to 304 kHz band pass. 5. Group and add glue with tilde 2 dB reduction. Render and compare processed versus dry. Recap: you tuned a texture with simpler or clip transpose, created a band limited radio character with EQ8, added grit with saturator and redux, used sidechain compression for pumping, and arranged the texture with filters, stutters, and short filtered returns to achieve pirate radio energy. Save your rack as a template and practice the exercise until you can dial it in quickly. Final creative nudge: treat the texture like a DJ voice. Use it in short phrases, bursts, and sudden cuts. Pirate radio energy is about interruption and presence, not constant occupancy. Automate in musical chunks so the texture breathes, talks, and cuts as part of the arrangement. That's it. Load your sample, tune it, chain these devices, and start shaping that pirate radio industrial texture enabled in Live 12.